Today in Studio 360, we begin a series of profiles of cultural mentors with a tribute to the author, philosopher, and octogenarian Maxine Green, who has been inspiring arts teachers in New York for almost 60 years, including the poet and storyteller David Gonzalez.
When I went to her house for the first time, my feet shuffled with the shy, tentative steps of a pupil going up the mountain, okay, the elevator, to the great master. After all, I had heard her speak a couple of times, and I had seen the way that the poobahs of arts education clamored around her at conferences. This was Maxine Green, the philosopher. But at our visit, she peppered me with questions about my work, how I made choices, how this poem evolved, how that story connected to my own life, making me feel, well, interesting. But more importantly, she made me feel valued and even needed. The talk then went far and wide into art and education, not about how art can fit into the curriculum or help achieve the new standards, but how art awakens the senses, gives voice, and creates empathic people.
Without imagination, there's no empathy. You know, that because imagination allows you to see through somebody else's eyes, to reach beyond. You know, I think that's true, but I think imagination is more than empathy. I think it opens these spaces, you know.
Opening spaces, it sounds so, like, spacey, but in the moment of encounter with a work of art, it is good language. Spaces where insight happens, spaces where compassion is stirred, spaces where wonder and outrage can be born. Here she is in action at Teachers College, a course on aesthetics.
What strikes you about that? But certainly you see his fascination with clouds. He does, so many of his paintings focus on different kinds of clouds. As you can tell, prepares in some way for the Impressionists. And look at the trees. The trees are almost in movement. It is, again, the kind of painting that Constable himself said was made possible because of memory, because of
her students
memory,
love her, and people who meet her want more. She's got fans everywhere. Maxine is, she's like the Dylan of aesthetic education.
She can make connections intuitively between things she has read, between theater she has seen, between a piece of music she has heard, and something she read in the New York Times, or Harry Potter. In a way that no one I have ever met or ever read does. She's not a philosopher in isolation. She's a philosopher in touch with her world.
That was Madeline Holzer, poet and director of program development at the Lincoln Center Institute for Art Education, where Maxine is philosopher in residence. But mostly she resides in the classroom, where her style is punchy and personal.
You needed somebody, Jackson Pollock or somebody, to break it. So I
try to teach that way, you know, and I'm still teaching, which is silly, but it's partly trying. I'll never learn it. I'm trying to teach as somebody who says, come in here. It's exciting. It's wonderful. But then I always tell them, you know, that I believe in your freedom to decide for yourself, but secretly I want you to be just like me. So I say, you have to fight that. You know, I tell the students they have to fight that. Right. Because I'm not out to impose. I'm out to get them upset, you know.
I like that. Bringing teachers, young people, and artists together, leading us deeper into the beauty and power of art, and then getting us upset, rankled, agitated. Maxine titled one of her books, Releasing the Imagination, Essays on Education, the Arts, and Social Change. One of the main themes is how art opens experience. Check her out. When we see more and hear more through the opening of perception that the arts give us, it is not only that we lurch, if only for a moment, out of the familiar and the taken for granted, but that new avenues for choosing and for action may open in our experience. We may gain a sudden sense of new beginnings. That is, we may take an initiative, in the light of possibility. An initiative in the light of possibility. Art is not ornamental, not entertaining, not nice. Art, according to Maxine, energizes human potential. Well, okay, art can be ornamental and nice, but in the end, I'd like to think we make art to wake up, to take notice of our world, to sharpen our sensuous experience of life, and to imagine our way toward greater meaning and community. So, for Maxine Green, a poem of tribute. It's called The Blue Guitar, after Wallace Stevens. The blue guitar strains to be heard. Tears slip from its sound hole. Its grief and jubilance are quiet and close to the wood. You have to make a choice to risk everything to get close to the grain, to hear it. The blue guitar strings quiver with fine truth, and those who hear these tones know that they too must sing out, whether they are heard or not. It is such a song.
You know, you're not resting, if you can imagine. I always tell people, I am what I am not yet.
For Studio 360, I'm David Gonzalez.
Maxine Green's latest book is Variations on a Blue Guitar, the Lincoln Center Institute Lectures on Aesthetic Education. She continues to teach at Columbia University and at the Lincoln Center Institute in New York.